Ralph?
Yes, sir.
Did you find out anything about Mary Bunny?
I couldn't reach her, Mr. President. She's not reachable. I did check one thing with Bundy before he left yesterday, and he said she was not, he didn't think she would take it, but I couldn't get her and couldn't find her. So I let it go until Monday.
Where is she supposed to be?
Well, I don't know. I checked her up there at her, up at Cambridge. They couldn't find her anywhere. I didn't know where she was.
Check anybody else on the list?
No, sir, I didn't until we just asked.
What about this woman judge over at the Labor Department, the Court of Claims?
I know the one.
Margolis.
Yeah, Margolis. Bessie Margolis. She's a very able woman. From everything I've heard, she's been one of their best lawyers for years and years. I don't know her personally. She wouldn't be bad.
What kind of job does Marjorie Lawson have?
Marjorie Lawson is the in the district court in the domestic relations, I believe.
But it's not a lifetime job, though, is it?
No, sir.
It's a 10-year job?
Correct. It's an inferior court. She's a good woman.
I wonder how strong the Negroes are for. What about putting Margolis in her job and moving her up to Court of Claims?
I don't think that would be possible. I doubt if Bessie Margolin, she might, but I doubt if she'd take the domestic court or whatever it is here in Washington.
Why?
Because she's now testifying, arguing before the Supreme Court. I think she'd find that more interesting work than a judge, but I don't know. That's just a guess on my part, Mr. President. We could try it. I would think she would find her present work more interesting than serving on an inferior court in the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm. Might lead to something, though.
That's true. That's true.
Have we got many ambassadors to name?
We've got about four or five.
Any of them new?
Any of them new?
New people or all career?
Most of them career, Mr. President. In fact, all career, unless you want to do something about that one in Luxembourg, which I think Walter talked to you about. Rick and to go back to Chicago and put up Philadelphia in for consideration. Your Panama statement go over. Did you get any reaction there?
I don't know. What did you think about it?
I thought it was a good statement. Were the Panamanians or anyone informed that it was coming?
No.
Uh-huh.
No, but they didn't inform us that they were going to put out this one OAS the other night.
I know that.
And they called a press conference before they told us, and they told us, and we told them not to do it, and they went ahead and did it anyway.
Yeah.
Then they said we'd agreed to it. You having any luck on your export-import bank woman?
Yeah, I got her. She's a dandy gal. I let her think about it over the weekend. She just lost her husband a couple of weeks ago, and she's having some personal problems.
Who is she?
She's currently the dean at Wheaton College. She formerly was a fiscal analyst in Treasury. This was many years ago, and in the Budget Bureau, and at one time was a member of the aid mission to Greece. She's had a good, solid governmental background as well as a private background in the academic business. She registers as an independent, but she's as democratic as I am in her philosophy. I've had her over to see Linder. She do very well over there, I think. Damn fine woman.
Well, can I call her and boost her up?
Well, I don't think that's going to be necessary, although if you'd like to, that would be delightful.
She's not a Republican, though.
No, well, she's registered as an independent.
Where does she live?
She lives in Norton, Massachusetts. She, what she does, frankly, is vote Republican oftentimes on local and state candidates, but she's a Democrat nationally.
What's her name?
Her name is Elizabeth May, M-A-Y.
M-A-Y?
M-A-Y, right. She was a protege at one time of Arthur Smithies, who's a professor of economics at Harvard, who gives her a very high mark. She's a woman about 57, but clear and sharp and very good. High quality.
Didn't hear anything more than Hickenlooper.
No, sir, I didn't. I talked to him and he never did come through yet.
Check him and just ask him if he's got any suggestion. We've got to have a woman right quick that we're waiting, and if he hadn't, then we'll seriously consider him. This one wants to talk to her husband?
No, her husband died. I think she wants to talk to some of her friends up there about settling her estate and so forth. If she's available, I'm certain she'd like this job, really.
Well, are we obligated to give it to her?
No, sir, we're not.
Well, check Hickenlooper out. Don't mind, call him this afternoon, tell him that things are crowding you and we got to have somebody, and if he has somebody, if he doesn't, try to give somebody Monday morning, it's a good woman.
All right, sir, I'll call him right now.
Because I'm kind of obligated to him.
Right now, I'll call him right now.
Now, then, Bunning will just keep trying to get her.
Yes, sir.
And you think this woman from over to Labor's a good judge, so put a name check on her right quick.
I sure will.
Where is she from? Louisiana, I guess.
I haven't the slightest idea where she originally
came. I hope she's District Columbia.
Yeah, she's been in Washington for a long while. An old hand.
Call up Sarah Hughes. Well, I'll call her.
All right.
Sarah Hughes tomorrow and ask her if she knows any good judges. You know any other good places? We got any more vacancies we can send women as ambassadors?
You can think of sending one to the Netherlands. I tell you, we need a Negro ambassador or two to keep our records up. We're going to lose one in Norway, and we're going to lose another one in one of the African countries who's going to resign.
Norway, got one, and you lost one in Finland.
That's right, and we're losing another one down in Africa, so we really need to keep that up.
What about this dean that Ken O'Donnell is talking about? Out at Harvard, out at Howard.
I don't know who he's talking about, to tell you the truth. Neighbor, is it?
Oh, it's the dean of women out there or something.
Is he talking about a woman by the name of Patricia